Well, the four things that I'm really interested in are low-income housing, affordable child care, accessible mental health, and efficient public transportation. And I've been involved in all four of those, except for child care, for quite a while. I'm on the Manhattan Area Housing Partnership Board, and we have used tax credits to build over 200 units of low-income and elderly housing. And I've started a mental health task force when I was a county commissioner. It's still going. And what we tried to do with that was see how much it costs not to do things right. You know, it's really hard to get things in budgets, but if you can show that doing it right really will save money, that often you can get the funding. Right now, our jail population is incredibly high. And about 20% of those people, then that's really probably a low estimate, have issues with drugs, issues with mental health, issues with medication that they should be taking. And if we could somehow move those people out of the jail and into care of some sort, we would save literally millions. It's, you know, $100 a day to keep somebody in jail, and multiply that, and you get up in the stratosphere.